Father, it's a great privilege to be called among the redeemed. We thank you for the privilege to be here this morning. Lord, we pray that you'll prepare our hearts to not only to listen to what you have to tell us, but to be transformed by your word and to be a blessing to this generation. We pray that you will bless this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I wish you a blessed new year, 2023. Hallelujah. I'm among those who are happy to be living this year again, and I'm very much aware that it's a new portion of grace that the Lord is giving us. And I'm eager to see what the Lord is about to do this year in my own life, in this church, and in our nation, and in your respective nations. Hallelujah. God bless you abundantly. If you have your Bible with you, I would like to invite you to open it in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to do the reading from verse 8 down to verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5 from 8 through 16. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed to the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. This is God's word. The topic for this morning is wake up, O sleeper. Wake up. Wake up. This is the call that the Lord is making to us this morning. And there's a reason why God calls us to arise, to awake. When God calls us to wake up, it means that he's about to do something. He's about to do something, and he wants us to be part of what he's about to do. I believe God is about to do something in your life this year. God is about to do something in your family, in your nation this year. And God wants you to be part of it. Hallelujah. He wants you to be part of it. This year is not going to be like the former years that we have seen. This year is going to be different. And God says, I'm about to do something. And I want you to be part of it. But the problem is, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? And when God says, wake up, when he speaks to his church, and he says, wake up, He must have seen, not seen S-I-E-N, but C-S-E-E-N. God must have seen that we are not ready. We are still sleeping. And that's a problem. That's why he says, wake up. Hallelujah. God has certainly an agenda. God has an agenda and he's carrying out his agenda. Whether you see it or not, God is at work. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, from verse 1 down to 3, this is what he says. He says, the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it. Because, why? Because the time is near. Hallelujah. We are blessed to be among those who are hearing this word of the prophecy, because the time for God to perform, to fulfill his promises, that time is near. So wake up, church. Wake up means we have to leave a state of sleep and enter into the state of awakeness. There is a move we have to make. God is calling us to wake up. But the decision to leave our bed, our comfort, is ours. Hallelujah. But what does it mean to be asleep? What does being asleep look like? I would like to give 5 tips or 5 things that happen when we are asleep. The first one is, when we are asleep, we are unconscious. We are unconscious of what is happening around us. And most importantly, when we are sleeping, we are not conscious of the danger that is coming, if there is one. When we are asleep, we are not mindful of what is going to happen next. And when Jesus was speaking to his generation, this is what he says. He says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39, he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. When God says, wake up, he's calling us to stop sleeping. And sleeping, if we want to understand what it means to be sleeping from this verse, it means behaving like the people of the generation of Noah. Noah had received the word from the Lord, build the ark, because this world, I'm going to destroy it with the flood. He had the word. He preached the word. Be ready. Nobody listened to him. He started acting upon the word he received. He started building the ark. And this building of the ark took centuries. People could be born and die, and the ark was still not completed. And because of that, most people ended up believing that this thing is just, maybe he received some dreams. Maybe he's a foolish man. And this is how we look at God's word sometimes. The Lord says, I'm coming. Yet, we continue to behave as if we have bought the days to come. Jesus says, those people knew nothing about what would happen. And he says, wake up, brothers and sisters. When Jesus is speaking in the book of Revelation, we have no time to read the two chapters. We can read it at home. Please go home and read Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Because in these two chapters, the Lord Jesus, when he's speaking at that time, he had died and he had been risen again. So he comes back to inspect, to evaluate the state of his church. And he appears to John. And he gives his report. He shares with John what he has observed about the state of his church. And if you look and you read carefully, you'll see that Jesus is basically saying, is basically calling his church to repent, to wake up, to change something about what they are doing. And he's calling his church first to serve with the law, with the love that they had first. Jesus is complaining that you have forgotten your first love. Secondly, he's calling his church to serve with faithfulness. He's calling his church to expose idolatry and sexual immorality. He's calling his church to serve without hypocrisy. He's calling his church to seek the true riches. The true riches. Those that are going to last in eternity. He's calling his church to serve and avoid lukewarmness. Hallelujah. To either be cold or hot. Those are the things that Jesus is calling his church to. Secondly, being asleep, when we are asleep or when we are sleeping, as we know, we lose our ability to hear. Some of us, when they are sleeping, they have their eyes open, right? But we know nothing about what is happening around us. This morning, I was trying to wake my son up. I had to put loud music near his bed so he can wake up. And he took about 5 to 10 minutes. He opened his eyes, but to leave his bed was terrible. Yes. And when we are sleeping, many things happen, but we hardly hear what is happening around us. And spiritually speaking, the Apostle Paul will say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, he says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what? What their itching ears want to hear. This is what happens when spiritually we are sleeping. We select what we want to hear. We take God's word like a buffet. I like this. I don't like this. And we keep up with what we want. We close our ears to what God has to say. And the Lord says, wake up. Wake up means also, we are not able to see
We may have our eyes open, like me when I sleep, but we can't see. Yes. And when the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church or to the Ephesians, he's not speaking to unbelievers. He's speaking to Christians, people who have heard the word of God. He says, wake up. Wake up means open your eyes and begin to see as Jesus will see. I don't know where you spend your days, but wherever you spend your days, do you see what God sees? How do you see your family? Yes, we are in January, but how you see this year? Do you see this year the way God sees it? We need to wake up, brothers and sisters. Jesus, when he approached Jerusalem, Luke chapter 19, verse 41, 42, the Bible says, as he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city. Jerusalem was the pride of the Jewish people. It was the capital, the place where God resides. The pride of Jerusalem was the temple. Even up today, they are still fighting over that city. It was the pride of the people of God, Jerusalem. And when Jesus sees this city, amazingly, Jesus is not proud of Jerusalem. Jesus is not proud of the people of Jerusalem. He says, the Bible says, he wept. And he said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what will bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. If you could only know, if you could see what I see. The Lord is looking at our country. I hear many of my countrymates, when they speak about our country, we love to praise the riches, the wealth, the natural resources, the size of the country, the nature, and all these things. We take pride in all those things. But when God looks at our country, is he proud? Is he proud of us? Hallelujah. We need to wake up and see our nation the way God sees it. John chapter 4, verse 35, the Bible says, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. This is what Jesus sees when he's speaking to his disciples. He looks at the congregation. He looks at the people of his time. And he sees that the harvest is ready. Do you see what Jesus sees? Being asleep also means we have become forgetful of our true character. Nobody, when he's sleeping, remembers who he is. Nobody. For us to know who we truly are, we need to be awake. And being asleep means forgetting. Forgetting when we come into the presence of the Lord, we hear God's word. God's word calls us to action, to respond to his word in a certain way, to come to him, to live the comfort of our life, to come to him. He shows us from his word the real state of our heart. Things that people cannot see. Things that you can't see when you see me in this suit. You have your opinion about me, but when I see myself through God's word, God will reveal the state of my heart. And you may not like it.
This is what the God's word does. But you see, we come in and we go out. When we step out, we forget what God's word said about us. And we expect God to speak again. God says, wake up, remember, stop being forgetful. Stop being forgetful. Remember who I say you are. Repent. Repent from your dead works. Come to me. Choose the true riches. Work for them. Hallelujah. Finally, being sleeping also means being inactive and unproductive. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 29, you can read the whole from verse 12 when you get home. For whoever has will be given more, and they will be in abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. Hallelujah. God has given each and every one of us something. You came to the Lord, you believe in God's word. God has placed in your hands something. God has placed in your heart something, an urge, a desire, a holy desire. He has placed it in you. God has placed in your hands gifts, means. What are you doing with what God has placed in your hand? Are you being fruitful? And if you are being fruitful, look at the fruits you are producing. Are they going to last? Hallelujah. Can your fruit survive your own death? What will remain after you die? Somebody made me think, and he asked me, do you remember the name? How many of us here, you can do that exercise. How many of us here know their grandfather's name? Lift up your hand. If you know your grandfather's name, his name, lift your hand. Keep your hands up. Now, if you know his father's name, keep your hands up. You know your grandfather's father's name, keep your hand up. Hey, you see? Now, if you know his father's name, keep your hand up. Your grandfather's grandfather's name, keep your hand up. Please, can you stand up? I want you to clap for them. So, this means for most of us, our grandchildren will have no idea about us. Am I right or am I right? Most of us, our grandchildren will have no idea about us. So what are you working for? Let me just ask you that question. What are you working for? But there is something we can work for. Not only the generations to come will remember about us, but even in eternity, people who are not even tied to us in any way, there's a work we can do that will last forever. And this is what God is calling us for. Wake up. Be productive. Use what I have given you for the things that will last in eternity. Can we rise up in prayer? Father, we are so thankful. Father, we are so thankful because you love us so much, so much. We have not even begun to understand the depths of your love for us. Who am I? Who are we that will even care about associating us to what you are doing? We are so weak and so stubborn and so forgetful and so attached to, so selfish, but you are still patient. You are patient. See, this is a new year you have given us. Another opportunity. And you come and say, I love you so much. I don't want you to perish. I want you to shine with me in glory. Will you listen to my voice? I want to work with you. I want to use you for great things, things you have never dreamt of. Because I know I'm coming. I'm coming soon. I'm not going to warn you about my time and the date. But you want us to be part of the great things that you are doing and you are about to do. Lord, I pray, we pray that we will leave this place awake, ready to be used by you, to be changed, to be transformed, to be among the people you can count on. I want to be among those that you can count on this year. Lord, we want as a church to be among the churches you can count on in this city, in this nation. Lord, work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.